Hello.
Hi, is this Lisa?
This is her. May I ask who this is?
Yeah, this is Rudy. I'm calling from dry cleaner. You dropped off a wedding dress here yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah. Is it ready?
Not exactly.
I dropped it off yesterday to have it steamed, and you said it would be ready today. My wedding's in 2 days.
Oh, like full on ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay.
Is it ready or not?
There was like a situation, you could say, that happened right before we could steam your dress.
Oh my God.
Small situation.
What happened to my dress?
Okay, so after you left the store, we actually had our 1,000,000th customer come in.
Okay, and?
That means you would have been like 999,999? Or 999,998?
Well,
no, you were real close, dude.
Okay, that doesn't
real
matter
close.
To me. Just what's going on with my dress?
Oh, yeah. We had a big surprise setup for the 1,000,000th customer. We had streamers coming down from the ceiling. We took pictures. We even popped champagne.
Okay,
it was super cool. I wish you were
hey,
there.
Hey, you know what? Can you shut up and just please tell me what's going on?
Oh, yeah, sorry. When we popped the champagne to celebrate the 1,000,000th customer, the cork kind of shot through your wedding dress.
What do you mean shot through? Like a hole in it?
See, I knew you were going to be mad.
Well, no, I'm going to be mad.
Well,
is there a hole in my dress? Is there a hole in my dress?
It's in the rear end of it. You can barely see it. It's
so
the
what,
size
what?
Of a
You're
cork.
You're telling me that there is a hole in the of my wedding dress?
Small hole, like left cheek, real small.
No, I'm getting married in 2 days. This is not acceptable.
Hold on. I tried to patch it up with some denim that we have lying around.
Denim?
It didn't look as good as I thought.
Are you a moron? How in your crazy mind could you possibly even think that denim would go well on a satin sequins wedding dress?
I'm no fashionista, but I've never seen a wedding dress with pockets. I figured, cool, right?
No. Why was I not called when this first happened? Why would you even try to fix it in your asinine way? I want to talk to your manager.
You've ruined my wedding. I heard what you're saying.
What is wrong with you?
I think I know what's going on here.
Yeah, I know what's going on. You messed up big time, and you need to fix it now.
You're just mad because you were one customer away from being the lucky 1,000,000th customer,
God,
aren't you?
Son of a
You're an asshole.
I want to talk to your manager right now. This is unacceptable.
Whoa.
Unacceptable.
Okay, hold on. Listen, before I get my boss on the phone, her and I came up with a great solution.
I want my dress.
They said we will provide you with a complimentary wedding dress.
No! I want my wedding dress.
Whoa.
Please, just give me the manager before I flip out. I'm going to punch her through the phone, dude. I swear to God. And now you have the audacity to laugh at the situation? You have ruined my entire wedding.
No.
And you laugh.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at your maid of honor, Carly, because she totally set you up and you totally fell for it.
How do you even know Carly? What are you even talking about? That doesn't even make sense.
Because this is a joke. My name's Jose from the radio show Brick and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
We're doing a phone tap.
So my wedding dress is okay?
Yes.
Are you sure? Like, are you swear to God my wedding dress is okay? Are you sure?
Yes. Carly set this whole thing up. She said you took it in for last minute alterations. I actually talked to her. She told us it's ready. It's fine. You can pick it up whenever you'd
hallelujah.
Like.
Hallelujah. Oh my God, that was cruel.
I do have a question, though, and I'm being serious. Can I come to the wedding?
Hell no, you are not coming near my wedding.
Ah, that's everyone's answer when I ask to come to their wedding. Dang it.